This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Sometimes you are being joined by Chef Nondo of Mouth Thunder Bites, and today we are speaking about how to make money as a chef. Kukhona abantu abakufundelayo ukuba uchef, kukhona abantu that are self-taught chefs. So sifuna ukufunda nathi ukuthi how can you actually make money from being a chef? Chef Nondo, someone, welcome to Ihlanganani Midday Show. Chef Nondo Salbona, welcome to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Nondani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Ngiyaphila nami sis.
Ngiyaphila. It's been a long time since
I know I've been busy. I've been busy. Ngiyaxolisa.
No, no problem. As long as we're all making money, then it's good. Yeah, it's right.
Can you go?
It's as long as we're all making money. We see grand.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. I'm sorry about that.
All right, no problem. Today we are speaking about how to make money as a chef. Siyazi ukuthi kukhona abantu abakufundelayo ukuba chef. There are people that are self-taught chefs. So kahle kahle yiphi indlela ongenza ngayo imali lokho sikhuluma ngakho namhlanje. And siyazi ukuthi some chefs aspire to work for grand hotels or become private chefs for high-ranking officials, but let's say there are no such offers. Chef Nondo, what other ways can chefs make money?
Okay, njengoba wazi ke each and every business sector iba nenkinga zayo. So let's say vele you are a chef and mhlamba awuqashwa kuma restaurants, you can always start your own thing on the side. Ngizo mention just a few nje. Eyokuqala engicabanga ukuthi a lot of other chefs are joining in manje iyangena nje ziyakhala is YouTube channel. So
yeah,
if uvule YouTube channel yakho, ushowcase umsebenzi wakho, wenza ama-videos amade, uchaza and have all recipes and everything ukuthi wenza kanjani ini, there's gonna be people who are gonna subscribe to your channel and then ba like, ba share, benze yonke leyo nto, and then that's how you're gonna make money.
So yonandlela, because I can see ukuthi times are changing and indlela bekwenza ngazo kudala akusenzeki ngazo manje, you know, abanye bayiqhela ama businesses wabo because uzolokhu ulindile. Unemployment rate is very high, so uzolokhu ulindile ukuthi uthole umsebenzi, thola ukuthi ukufundelile, but manje umsebenzi ayikho. So I'm glad ukuthi there are other alternative ways of actually making money. Ngisho ngabe usebenza kulo kuyiphi i-sector or industry, namhlanje ngoba sikhuluma ngo-chef nje ukuthi they can actually start on my YouTube channel. I know I usually watch ama video oZanele cooking with Zanele.
Yes, I'm a boza.
yeah, I understand. And also one thing about lamande abangama YouTubers abagcina kuphela ukuthi basiphekele kuphela, they show us ukuthi before beze bepheke, what do? They take us through kahle kahle ukuthi how do they live. So nalokho kufaka nje lova bavuma ukuthi oh, let me watch i video sibanibani, because
yes, they even go as far as having a cookbook.
Exactly.
Which also generates imali.
Yebo, loo nto leyo. So nje kuba lula kakhulu. But speaking about making money, I want to know ukuthi njengoba manje usune Mouth Thunder Bites, uqale kuphi? Do you have a relatable story about your humble beginnings?
Yo, I do relate kuma humble beginnings. So I literally started when I had nothing. Mangithi nothing, ngikhuluma ngokuthi bengala benginestove sala endlini, bengine oven yala endlini, and ama pan. You know when you're gonna make fries, you need, if you're in business, you need to own a deep fryer, yabo, umshini okwenza ama fries, owenza ukuthi kusheshe so that nebhizinisi lakho zosebenza kahle. So mina when I started, benganayo, yabo. Bengisebenzisa a home pan, like the one that you get a store ukuthi ngiyokwenza ama fries ekhaya noma ngiyokwenza iqanda.
Yeah.
And I did not even have like that much of a capital as well. Mangenza ama wings, bengiwenza oven, the oven there, the one that everyone used at home.
Yeah.
And then when I started making money, abantu bethenga, ukuthi bayathenga, they don't even know ukuthi kwenziwe kuphi, kwenziwe kanjani. Does she have the machinery, the equipment? Abazi. Bona, they just supporting the business. And then when money started coming in, laqala ngathenga izinto zami, and I also applied for business funding as well. So ngiqale nje kubhedi impela ungazi lokuthi uzoqala uhlanganise ini, but you had a vision ukuthi no, I'm going to do this, ngizoyiqala lento and izokwenzeka. And luckily for me, it did happen. Ngakwazi ukuthi ngikhule.
This is what I always tell people, ukuthi you need to start. Into ebalekile nje ukuqala, ebalekile nje ukuqala. Whether you have everything all together, whether so register the company yakho or business like or ga register, but start, because ukuqala ikhona ukuzokutshengisa ukuthi uyayifuna ngempela, because khona abantu uyabona nje, chef no, there are people that register my businesses, that register my companies, but do nothing after a register. I say the German documents are benzi lutu, because bacha kangokuti be register, betsen zonke zinto kanti, the passion is not there. You know, they don't even know kuti, how are they going to start working, you know, leyo. But now, yeah, but if uqala, before you have everything together, but start so that you know kuti, are you ready for this new chapter in your life?
That is the best advice to give a person. Kuti, start first, qala, and then ogunye is going to fall into place. Because if you have a vision, a passion about something, I go to Wenza for the sake of just owning a business. Ukwenza ngoba unalo lolu thando lokuthi mina ngiyakuthanda ukupheka, mina ngiyathanda ukwenza ukuthi nokuthi nokuthi, and then okunye kuzoyilandelela.
Yeah, akhona amanye mhlawumbe ama mistakes ongatshela nje the aspiring chefs ukuthi they should look out for, and yiphi indlela ongaba advice ngayo, because I know ukuthi for some people they get money, tsho ukuthi they get a gig to come cook for a wedding or a big ceremony, kanti umuntu is just gonna take yonke imali. I'm a shuffling dishes like I now. I'm a plate summer. I'm shopping now. Cutlery, your shoulder. Yeah, but got the man Jimalu say Pupuji Lusamba. I'm going on vacation. So, what advice do you have for aspiring chefs or people within Vale? Bang our chefs sing a manj.
Okay, I think I would advise Ngoguti, njengoba kadushile ekuqaleni, the first thing okumele uyenze ukuthi uqale, whether imali khona or ayikho, sisithi usenemali njengoba adusho-ke, abantu they tend to waste, athenge izinto ezingadingakali just because uyazi ukuthi okay imali khona-ke manje, athengele izinto for, thenga into owaziyo ukuthi uzoyidinga and izokwazi ukuthi ikukhulise, ikwazi ukuthi ithenge futhi nezinye izinto. Kubalulekile lokho, because labo njengoba adushile ekuqaleni, yabona ngiyithandile leyana, I'm just going to keep going back to it. When you say umuntu, the first thing okumele uyenze ukuthi uqale.
Yes.
So also uma usuqalile-ke manje usunayo nemali, ungamoshi imali wenza izinto. Yenza izinto kuqala ezokwenza ukuthi kwenze sure ukuthi uya-advertise futhi ibhizinisi lakho. Iyona nto abantu abalulekhayo kuyona, amaphutha abawenzayo, umuntu acabanga ukuthi umsebenzi uzoyivela kuyena. Uya uma ukuthi nje nebhizinisi uvuke kuseni njengabanye abantu, shabe ukuthi uzohlala la ekamereni lakho, uyasebenza, usebenza kwi-internet. Yes, siza kakhulu, si la esikhona because of yona. You go to Facebook, you go to Instagram, TikTok, all these channels akusizayo ukuthi ukwazi ukukhula. Abanye bavele bahlale phansi, umuntu ayirelaxele athi phela mina ngiyalibhodwe, kanti no, akuhambi kanjalo.
Because manje, you know, when it comes to cooking, hey, it's very tricky, because iganje into sesama ukuthi the time you are posting the picture, since the funny presentation yakho ukuthi this might be nice, because we can't taste food, yebo, it's so bad. So manje, if you're gonna tell me ngomlomo ukuthi mina ngiyashaya ibhodi, whereas I can't even see a presentation, I can't even see
exactly
or what you've done, ngicabange mhlawumbe ukuthi maybe it is nice, yebo, because it actually looks mouth watering vele, yebo, lo nto leyo. So now when you don't invest in such things, abanye nje ngiyakulisa nje ukukhatha,
it's very important to invest on such. It's like the main thing, and isikhathi siphila kusona manje asifani nesakudala la ohambe uyohlala khona erenki wazi ukuthi abantu bazoza kuwena. Namhlanje uyakwazi ukuthi at your own comfort at home ukwazi ukuthi usaphazi ukuthi mina ngenza ukuthi nokuthi, and this is what I do, and make your work presentable kuhehe. Umuntu akuhalele kube ngathi uyayizi taste it just by looking at a photo. Yabo.
I always save your pictures that more on the streets. I'm like, yeah, I want to learn how to do this. So I want to learn how to do this. So presentation is very important. And also, in the matter about the bang atand, we nag. And you know, when you tell them this, they're going to fight you. Investing in a very good phone that takes quality pictures.
Oh my goodness. Can I tell you a short story?
Yeah.
I hope I don't take up your time.
No, it's fine.
So the other weekend, when Yose Benz, it was a small event. I think you did comments on my pictures, one moment.
Yeah.
So this other lady, Wenza Iteko, and her work is beautiful. No, we have baga umsebenzi muhle. We are born into the because I'm like in but she's like busy taking a photo, and being sad. I'm feeling because I can see your work, but umusu ubegi le lapan. Omunye umuntu ngeke ayibone le nto engiyibonayo. But if you're using a phone and a quality. Yeyithombe le engicabanga ukuthi abantu yona bahehayo engingenze ngisho ngoba koqale yimpi.
Yeah.
Lati uyabo ngitsema sengimshuthele ngamsendela because sicene sesazana nalabantu sikhule sesizwana. Wathi wow, ngiyabonga. Next week I'm buying a phone.
Exactly. So investing in a phone.
Very important.
Did they
ingane singayinaki? Yes.
Oh, yabona nje, I'm sure ukhona umuntu olalela njengamanje osethola, because even if it's not ukupheka, kuthi namhlanje focusing on ukupheka, of course, but nje investing in a phone, ezokwenza sure ukuthi you take the right pictures, and you can get your documents kahle ngendlela elula.
Yes.
You can tap your documents here, you can do your invoice on your phone.
You can scan, you can do your invoices on your phone. I do everything on my phone. This is basically my laptop, my file.
Exactly.
I do filing on my phone.
Exactly.
And my cabinet here filing.
Yeah, bon. So young in don't you iPhone in. So also I think that's one of the advices I can give out to invest in the phone right as Caesar with your documents.
Definitely. It's a win. It's a win.
It's really a win. Since our beautiful and nice conversation. Please drop us your social media handles for someone or some ifuna ukusebenzisa your services.
Okay, I'm available on Facebook. It's Malsanda Bites and Catering. It's Malsanda Bites and Catering. Then on Instagram, it's just Malsanda Catering. Kuphela. Best on TikTok as well, it's Malsanda Catering.
All right. All right, you're still continuing.
Yeah, sorry about that. And the number engitholakala kuyona for calls and WhatsApp is 076-4010705.
All right. So I will see you next week. That's one thing for sure. I really enjoyed the conversation today.
I can't wait for next week.
Next week it's gonna be more incredible, and I bet they're gonna get a lot of tips on the show.
All right. We have a lot of courses.
All right.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.